do a roll call determination of quorum. I believe we have a quorum, and since we all know each other, probably don't need to go through a determine a roll call. And
but just for the record, Brad Reese, Joe McCarthy, and Dennis Kulai are not here at this time.
Okay. Why don't we do a Pledge of Allegiance? Lynn, you want to lead us?
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And while we sit down, public comment, having no public, gets right on to time for opening remarks. We have the July 18 minutes attached.
I'll move approval.
I have a motion for approval. Anybody need any time to read at all?
Aye.
Catch up? Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I believe we have one opening on the committee now. Is that right,
yes.
Steve? Yeah. And we had one update of the person from Anaheim Hills Fitness Club, LA Fitness, excuse me. So we'll go into, next time we meet, we'll have a new city council. And the way the process generally works, they get interviewed. Should you have a name, they get interviewed by the budget committee.
Yeah, right? Budget and finance committee.
Budget and finance committees. Which Bill's on now, but Bill's deciding to leave. So the committee, the council. So anyway, that's where we stand. We still need to go ahead and talk to people, get interested. Somebody came up the other day to me and said, they told me I need to be on your committee or something.
Ooh.
I don't know who
you don't know what their name was either.
He's in Ralph's. He's over in the
middle section.
This was Joel, I think his name was.
Mills Famous was the fellow. So I don't know.
And Harold, you have a lead, don't you? Did that pan out at all?
Yes, he's interested. A very prominent person at KPMG, the National Higher Education Practice Leader, just moved to Villa Park.
Right.
So I've been talking to him, and I saw him last week. He delivered the audit report for Chapman, and he said he is willing to now really come along. So
okay.
I don't know what the best process is, Bill. But
you want one of us to call him, or you want to call him, or was it you?
I think maybe what I was listening is you said you invited somebody to come give us a trial run. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that.
Well, I can come as public.
I think that it might be helpful to invite him to the next meeting.
Okay.
So that's all right. I'll see if I can get him.
Please, yeah.
Because everybody wants to understand, you know, actually what do we do before
right.
they just jump right,
right
in. So I think he has that same effect, but he'd be great. And,
first of all, you can tell me we only do it four times a year, so that's always an attractive.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's painless for those of us who live here, as he does.
Right.
Couldn't be on the committee anyway, but otherwise. But I think he's actually interested.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good guy. He's a son at Lutheran High.
Okay, so he's in there. Yep. Did he just move here, you said?
Just
last
moved
time
here.
You said he moved here. So
just moved, yeah, within the last year.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And his name?
His name is Mark Thomas, and he's in the Irvine office
that
of KPMG.
Mark
Thank you.
As Dennis would say about this time, so Underwood, we're going to get more expertise in this committee than we have issues to deal with. But it's good.
But I think the other thing, too, is the point is, Councilman Nelson will be leaving, right? Your next meeting is in January, so.
Yeah, so this will be my last meeting.
Well, you know, you're then a citizen. You can do like the rest of us, raise your hand like he did originally.
No.
No moss, right?
No, I'm not sad to be leaving the council, but I am sad to be leaving this committee because I've served on this committee except for 1 year for the last 15 years.
Wow. I was going to ask.
Wow.
15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Except for my first year on the council, I wasn't appointed to the Budget and Finance Committee. And I brought some major initiatives to here.
Sure did.
Laddered investments, you know, Cal Trust, the Section 115 Trust. So some of the major things that the group has done.
And a broker to work inexpensively.
I brought you a broker that does the ladder for you.
Since you are reluctant to leave this committee.
No, I'm going to leave Villa Park politics altogether.
Take a break.
Well, we have no politics here.
Okay.
In fact, for the record, I just sent an email early on to one of the councilmen that used my name without my permission and had put a sign in and said, we're really proud of number 50 votes that we have on this committee, and I want to continue to keep non-political. And mm-hmm. another councilman had planned to use the name too, mm-hmm. or candidate, excuse me. So I think this is a non-political committee, so I think you're safe here.
No, but you still have to deal with the city council.
Well, anyway, you're welcome back anytime.
Okay.
15 years, wow. So, did Carlberg serve longer than that?
Who?
Dan Carlberg?
I'm not sure. Dan was on the committee when I started, so I'm not sure.
And he only left a couple years ago now.
Yeah, I'm not sure how long, if he was on there longer than that.
So we'll have to have a little competition there.
Yeah. And I guess you're the next senior member then, aren't you?
I don't know. I think I've only been eight or ten.
Yeah. I didn't get much done until Bill came on.
Really,
there's one member that's still here that's absent that fought our five-year investment ladder tooth and nail for years.
Ex-officio member. Not a voting member, but a... But does have
He swears he didn't do it, but I remember it.
I know. It's been a good, innovative session. We went from just investing in LAIF and OICPA, OCIP, not A, and then made some money and told that they'd done all these things before, but it wasn't clear to me that. I think previously, according to Dennis, they had invested in bonds and they laddered them, but the secretary did it and then she left and they didn't do it anymore or something. So the issue was, there were many issues. One was change. It took us about a year to get them to think that laddering fully federally insured bonds or CDs was a good idea. It's kind of funny. But it was the workload on the staff. Very protective of Michelle and Russ. Michelle said, well, and Bill came up with the fact of this person up in the Wells Fargo up in San Luis Obispo does work for your cemetery district and as a favor for a much larger institution, dollars investment, would do this, wouldn't act as a investment counselor, but it would do the straight brokerage and the fee is buried in the transaction, I believe, is the way it works.
It is.
So that's worked very well, and I don't know if you've had dealings with her or not.
Yes, in fact, I spoke a little bit to Sandra a little bit last week, and on one of the issues that we're going to talk about, the 3 to 5 year investments. So, and while I'm on that, she had mentioned, 3 year investment currently is very conservative. She showed me a perspective of a couple of CDs, a 3 year. Which would yield 3.1 percent, and a 5 year that would be at 3.4. So she suggested, staying with the 5 year at this point, unless there's a liquidity issue. But there really isn't at this point. We have.
So we'll get to that.
Okay.
So she's been helpful. She came down in person the first time. Very energetic, vivacious, professional individual. Young.
I asked her if she wouldn't mind either conference call or if she was in the area coming down, but she it was a little bit last minute, and so she said she wasn't available. But
I think she got a friend or family down here too that made the trip a little easier sometimes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was a great initiative and opening for us, and then somewhere along the line we took our little 2 or 3 page investment strategy and decided that that should be more. And Joe Hagler went over to his friend at the City of Anaheim and brought us to the City of Anaheim, and we changed the name from Anaheim to Villa Park. And that's why you might see reverse repos and other things.
And saved about 6 months of work.
Us doing, watching Arthur Anderson's go down with those kind of things. So that's why it's a little heavy, a little bulky. We've never really thinned it down. We've thinned it down a couple of times, but it's kind of like thinning a hedge. It keeps
growing. Yeah.
So, Bill, much appreciated. Round of applause for you. And Dennis comes in, we'll ask him to applaud, too. And then you guys can continue. Well, if you're not on the committee, how can we continue this issue about the fee that OCIP charges that gets reported, doesn't get reported in his report?
I don't know. No, I always had an issue with Dennis for a long time about he would report the return from OCIP, including the fee, which is, you know, I thought was totally wrong. It should exclude the fee when you're comparing it to other investments. But our new treasurer did reduce the fee, you know.
New treasurer, new...
Sherry.
Oh, no, that treasurer.
Yeah, she,
not the treasurer of Villa Park.
No.
He's still saying that. She reduced the fee when she came and did a study.
Yeah, she's done a lot of that. She's been on, I think she was on the times on the grand jury, so it was 11, 12. She came in a little bit before that. Mm-hmm. She's done good work over there.
She has.
She was, I think she came from Huntington Beach where she was.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of settled into that role. I know John Morlock always said, he said, hey, I could have had that job for life, but because of the way he came in. I think she's settling in to take him up on that one. what do we have coming up for the 2019-20 terms? Who's coming up for?
I don't know, actually. I think one of the questions was you were asking, wanted to ask who, if people were wanting to stay on or.
Well, we had last time.
Is it 2 years?
You came on.
I don't know the terms.
I think I was reappointed last year.
And you and Joe McCarthy, I think.
I can check and send it out.
Come up every 2 years?
Every 2 years.
2 years,
yeah. So I was appointed last year. Reappointed.
Reappointed last
year. There's no term limits?
For this year, yeah. So you were...
Lifetime. Lifetime.
We'd like to give you the golden handcuffs now.
You hoping for those?
No, optimistic. I enjoy this.
So does anybody who might be up intend to not re-up?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm up, but I'm glad to stay on if you'll have me.
I think you are up this time.
Then I'd be delighted to be reappointed if that's...
They'll send you a letter, won't they?
Yes, we will. We'll send it. It typically goes out in December.
Yeah, they get a letter in December. Okay. I'm trying to focus at where we have...
And then actually, yes, I think it was just last year or the year before Dan...
What's that?
Dan, I was just thinking it was December, and he notified us then. Yeah, that he was. So we usually ask for something by the end of December.
Right.
Send out in early December and ask people to get back to us.
So I don't know if how it works with you. You'll find out whether you filled a term that was coming up this time or you.
I think it might have been a 2-year term.
Yeah.
I'll have to check.
Sorry. I thought it was 2 years.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
They voted on it at the council.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, good. With that, why don't we lead into your portfolio balance activity, cash balances, assessment ladder, et cetera. And then someone will be appointed to be on the committee.
Okay. So that will be done in January, probably, I don't know, before our first meeting or not. It depends on the mayor and the council, but that's something that's typically done by the council.
So we should continue just with one vacancy, and then you guys work
on
those individuals.
And that'll be obviously one of the council members.
So I've got
that one.
Different.
This one here.
Yellow one? I don't have a blue one.
I don't have a yellow.
I thought they're color coded, right? Yeah, never figured that.
How many should we have? Four?
Three.
Okay.
One legal, two letter. One of the letter size should have 8.5 by 11 should have highlighting on it, and the other one should be just.
Gotcha.
All right.
Which one would you like first to look at?
The letter size, no highlighting. That's the easiest way to describe it. It's the treasurer's report, recently signed off by Dennis, just kind of reflecting current investment balances. You see, we have quite a bit in LAIF and OCIP, but we are going to have a couple of large payments coming through for our storm drain project and sewer project.
So it's like 600 and 800,000 or something like that?
Well, the payments are probably going to be a total of roughly 800,000 for the two. Maybe a little bit over 800, but I think the street project is another major project, but that's a little bit down the line. I don't think that's going to start until...
It's starting probably this week or two, but yeah. The payments won't start really hitting us until November, December, January.
Right, right. By that time, we'll start getting in our major revenue property tax.
November, December, this year?
Yes.
Okay.
That's when the bills wait us. The work is being done. They're actually marking the streets right now and doing all that. Right. You're seeing all that now, the surveying and the right. curb cuts. And
start the cut. Yep. Yeah.
So is that too much money? You need to invest some of that money?
Well, talked a little bit to Dennis, and he said that, you know, he liked kind of staying in OCIP or LAIF, kind of knowing the background. But, you know, I think we could look at putting a little bit more money into another CD. We do have one coming up. Actually, it's callable date was Monday, but it matures next month. It's a medium-term note, U.S. Bank Corp.
U.S. Bank Corp and under the medium-term
yes.
notes.
So we'll have that storm drain will probably could run us up to, I hate to say this, but close, could run up to 900,000. And then we'll have the actual street project is about 900,000. Mm-hmm. So, that's you know, and then we have the sewer project as well, which is actually going out. I want to say how much is that is.
That one's about, in total?
Yeah.
I think that one's about over 700,000.
Yeah, so when you add those, what is that,
2.5 million.
Yeah, 2.5 million. So just sort of put you in a framework of within the next 4 to 6 months, that's what we're going to have to pay out.
It gets out of there,
So probably not too much at this point.
Correct.
Or around the edges, perhaps. Depends on the time of what you're talking about, too.
The sewer should be hitting us pretty quickly because they're just you're seeing them just finishing now. Like I said, the streets will be by the end of this month. We'll have the work being done, and then, you know, we have 30, 45 days to pay after, and, you know, assuming we buy off on the work being done. So that's by the end of December. And the storm drain work is actually done for the most part, but we're negotiating the final pieces of it, you know, what else needs to be done and working with the contractor, et cetera. So I'm expecting that to be done, probably paid by Thanksgiving, if I had to guess.
Some major dollars going up.
Yeah, that's the 900,000. So by the end of December, I think you're going to have either the bills in hand or close to it.
And that's in your budget too, right?
Yeah, they're all budgeted. Everything's budgeted, but the bills will start hitting.
So I had some candidates call me, not that I was the expert on it, but asking about, what are these, why do you pay, transferring money from the reserves from the, or something, getting the terminology. And so I kind of went, talk to you guys, but there's major projects. I mean, that's budgeted, that's planned, that's not unusual, that's not an ongoing item.
Right.
So
so that's what we got, 3.1 in the LAIF and investment pool.
Right.
And what we say about 2.5 in those
in
other
the,
expenses.
Right. Plus the cash in F&M. But but yeah, this is hopefully we'll show that you know we have the one coming up. Going to the graph, tried to kind of graphically show you know kind of the laddering, what will be coming up due. So this is in a maturity date a graph and. You know, we can see that there's several coming up in 2019. You know, we have four coming up besides the one that's maturing next month.
So we're at 200 coming up in 18, 300 coming up
19.
In 19. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
And then 2020, how do you say that?
Yeah, 2020,
get your use of that. 400 in that, and then 21, we've got 350.
We got this 11.
And 222.
Where's the 11.5? Are you just not putting the exact date? Oh yeah, it's just a scale. I'm just wondering, when that comes up, and if you have another 100,000, maybe we can buy a 200.
Yes, that's you know, something that we could do.
Are we having problems with that because of the percentage invested in any particular institution?
No, the strategy.
Okay, well, that's what we should do, and especially where these two dots come together pretty close. We should do those, too, and just
the 125 and the 2 would be the 120.
Yeah, it just simplifies things. There's 11.15.
That's why the jump there, we kind of came up with a policy about the time that first 200 try to, since the insurance runs to 250, I think, to try to do it in increments of 200.
So there's a limit on the insurance at
250. They raise it from 100 to 250.
Okay. That's why we started up boosting these up to the bigger ones,
right?
Because it makes more sense.
They said it was easier and simpler, and we had more money.
We had such a long list of things we invested in.
Right. So we wanted, and then we've done this pretty well. We wanted to have at least two maturity dates in the year, if we could. So we had liquidity every 6 months. That's one of our, I think our second objective is liquidity.
Right.
So that you have money for coming things
if we need
them in reserves more for emergency kind of stuff, which we haven't had too many of, any of.
So the ones that are coming due up next January and February, which are, you know, a couple of weeks apart, we can combine those into a 200,000.
So.
Yeah.
And or take another 100 out of the other ones coming up.
Yeah. You could put the 100 in
there. The ones that have long, where you don't think you have long-term need for.
Right.
Because you also have the option of the medium trust, which in our language is, 2 years? So what are you recommending then, or what are you going to do?
Well, the what's on the table is going either to a 3 year or the 5 year, or continuing with the 5 year. Again, 3.1 versus 3.4, from what Sandra had mentioned, that is available at this point. It's a CD. I believe it was with Citibank. Both of them are. So we can roll that 100,000 into the 5 year CD if the committee is okay with that.
Sounds good. So our objective before was not to try to predict interest rates, but to keep them laddered so we just go with the flow. It goes up or down.
We're
clearly going to go up for a while.
Right. Well, I think, with the Fed's increasing their rate, interest rates are going to be going up.
Yeah, so if you wanted to play the rate prediction game, you'd probably go a little bit
shorter.
Since 3 years was close to 5 years, you could play the 3 year, and then roll it over quicker, and then pick up the longer.
But you're saying
future.
The shorter is still lower.
Yeah, it is.
Substantially lower, really.
She said the short and long term yields are kind of getting closer together. So
right,
flattening now, yeah.
That's when you're watching. For the naysayers, you're watching for the yield curve to flatten off. Or even worse,
dip,
invert,
yeah.
And then live with the recession.
Right.
So I would say, I would stick with our discipline, and that's where you're going out to this point, to go out with a five-year, keep laddering it, spreading these things out so they're balanced. Amazingly, kind of balanced, even with all the callable issues. I assume we'll start seeing more, as the interest rates go up, probably won't see the callable then, because they've got you locked in at a lower rate, interest rates go up, and less calls. There for a while, we were having a lot of calls because it was going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. How's your, that housing deal going? How'd you finance that one? Just as an interest?
Municipal revenue bonds. We got a 3.7 all-in true interest cost.
Okay. Okay.
So being able to issue tax-exempt bonds is a terrific advantage when you're buying commercial
property. I don't know if you saw, they bought a, help me, you just
it's
got
a, it's a fairly large apartment complex located in Anaheim in the Platinum Triangle. It's right on Catella, very close to Angel Stadium. So we got, it's about 399 units, 4.2 acres for $150 million.
Wow.
And that enabled us to put 900 students in there. And we got an over-the-counter signature for entitlement authority from the city of Anaheim because they had a very aggressive pro, they like the idea of the university being present, you know? So they dropped some barriers and we got entitlement in about 30 days. That would not happen in the city of Orange. No offense to anyone.
Yeah, it was a pretty creative, I saw it in the papers, creative. So the SC students do it on their own. They go, all those empty condos they had in downtown LA, they would go over there and get those, live in this beautiful environment they created. There you have pools and gyms and all that stuff that you have with a commercial environment, and then commute back to SC, which is not very far from downtown, live in downtown, commute back, and then live the life of
luxury, yes.
Life to find out.
Exactly. So, reality sets in.
So they pick that up, and then that makes your goals with the city of Orange, too, about the number of students.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's right.
Residential.
Did the city help finance that?
No, we're independent. We go to the state. Our conduit is SEPA.
Okay.
So the
so
city
tax exempt?
City, yeah. City's okay. Credit is not on the hook in any way.
Neither no, I'm just wondering, do they get, they may get credit. They were maybe thinking because students
low income housing.
Exactly,
or?
Students are classified as low income.
And I'm generally undergraduate students are exempt from being incorporated into that. So Anaheim did not
RENA. Okay.
Did not include that in their entitlement documentation. So I doubt that they're going to count.
Because Irvine was thinking of doing that. And some of theirs with UCI students because
I think
low income. They were low income.
Yeah, their students can be classified as low income.
If but I,
not
graduate students could, not undergraduate students. And the difference, of course, is the assumption is the parents are paying the bill for the undergraduate student. The graduate student is paying their own bills. But it's beyond
as long as you get mixed use, you're, I think you can get, they can get away.
Okay.
With it. So
well, then it's above.
I'm not sure what. Yeah. No, I'm not sure exactly how that will work. But if Anaheim didn't participate or whatever, if they didn't do any in kind or anything, then they don't get credit. It's just you guys did it.
They become low income after they graduate.
So the good thing.
Exactly.
The good thing from our point of view is it's brand new. It had just opened 12 months before, and it's beautiful. It's really
new. And you filled up the place.
Yep. Students love it. People say. Students going to live that far from the campus, and it's like most students ask, how much farther can they live from the campus?
Do you do a lift or something? Or how
yeah,
do
we have a shuttle. Yes. We have a shuttle service for
you. You know, actually, you'll find that UCI does that with their med school, too. And they have their students, like if you go on Catella and the 5 freeway, there's a whole complex.
Yeah.
And they put their medical students over there,
And then bus them in.
And they
because they do work at the hospital.
They work at the hospital, and that's what happens is they get them, same kind of concept.
It also is very common for a nationally competitive medical residency program to provide housing. It's part of the expected package.
Part of the comp package.
It's one of the reasons that they kept having an earnest discussion with Jim concerning a proposed medical school. It's like, no. No, I don't think so. No. No.
Maybe someday.
All my friends that have one throughout higher education across the country say you need a billion in cash to even think about it.
Well, you know, that wouldn't have bothered Jim.
But that got my attention.
That's why they have you there. Jim's vision is going to continue.
He's probably still
thinking. Okay, thank you very much.
So we're going to stay with, go to the 5 where we can?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so you're good with
And that balances off with your cash needs as well.
Yes, it does. But that pumps it out to 23, right?
Correct.
So then we only have one, you're only going to have one maturity date in 22.
So you can, you got the discretion to play with those dates.
My only concern is going to be cash flow because you know, we're going to face a housing issue at some point in the housing market that's going to change.
Yeah.
We've been a beneficiary of a very good market for a number of years, and we're going to see, so our cash flow will change. And that's my only concern. The next 5 years.
So you may want to make them shorter.
Okay. No, I think just we, as long as you're saying we're, you know, we may have to think about that as we go along.
Right.
Yeah,
right. So you have the flexibility to do, I mean, we're advisory. So just understand the policy we have is, you know, balancing things.
Right. Right.
Cash flow,
right.
You want.
Right.
Yield is always the last thing of our three objectives.
Well, you know, we do have some coming up in the next year that we could take a look at, you know, maybe shortening to three. Mm-hmm. You know, the one that's coming up is only 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, mm-hmm. we're not putting ourselves, you know, too much out there.
So, yeah, sounds like you're going to handle on that. Remember, this committee was born out of the bankruptcy. So I wasn't here. Bill, you were.
No,
you were on the grand jury,
weren't
you?
No.
You were on the grand jury there? No. That
no.
That was Bob Pateau, I guess, was on that. But OICPA, I'm not.
OICIP.
The Orange County Fund. I know on LAIF, I went to investigate it heavily before I came on the committee. LAIF is locked down. There is no way the state can touch LAIF funds. No way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about OCIP, because that's a general fund that we're mixed in with other of theirs. So the bankruptcy took a lot of cities down. That's why a lot of cities don't invest in OCIP at this point, because of that hurt. And I guess we got off light, maybe 100,000 or something. I forgot what hurt us. So anyway, that's a possibility. So don't. Sometimes it feels like you don't want to leave too much funds in OC's funds.
Mm-hmm.
Who goes a little shorter term, it looks like, with their 1.7% yield. That's not because they're dumb. It's just because they're investing. They need short-term liquidity. And so shorter-term liquidity gets a shorter yield. And LAIF goes a little longer, but still not as long as going... particularly these rates start spreading out. So you get 5 year is a 3 or 3.5. I saw one in the paper there, there's like a CD was 3.1.
Yeah.
So, and mortgages are 5 instead of 4 or 3. Okay, good. Okay, thank you. What else do you have? So we're good with the ladder. Thank you very much for doing the laddering.
Sure.
That was a question we had from last time. And looks like we have more. Where last year we had $6 million on hand, and we have now about six, a little less than, and that would dramatically go down, I assume, when you spend the
right. The highlighted sheet shows right.
It works.
Yeah.
And our obviously, you know, last month was our lowest balance, but. You know, October looks like in the last 3 years, prior 3 years, has been low point. But just because of, you know, kind of being the dry period with our main revenue source being property tax,
right.
Obviously that doesn't come in until December. So, you know, we may see October dipping down as well. But, you know, we'll still be okay.
Okay.
It's a nice chart with the highlight.
Yeah, this is a
makes it easy to see, yes, exactly.
59% of investments are short-term and liquid. That comment for current?
Pardon?
Is that your comment down there on the bottom?
Correct.
Second.
That just reflects how much is liquid, basically.
Okay. Any questions on that? If not, right on time. So I guess that we went a long time there. I have trying to pick up from the variety of suggestions we have. Let me pass out for the trust fund investment advisory policy investment statement. There are four. We can get that side and a couple over here.
Got this one.
Thank We'll try to get this one moving again.
Yeah, we still need to get council approval at some point, I think, Bill.
Right, that's what we're shooting for here. But, mm-hmm. And we also had, did you pass these out too?
Yes.
We also have
yes.
a copy of, I think, what is the current non-CalPERS pension and trust fund, Section 115 mm-hmm. trust strategy, a draft still. And then what I passed out here is how we can get that draft to our group. So let me just explain what you have in your hands on the sheet with the red documents on it. We talked about last time, and then Dennis has had several communications with me on what he wanted. He's gone from being very against the whole strategy, and it was just a kind of a trial effort because he wasn't involved in all the effort, to now having gone to, I've attached in here, the he accepts he accepts what we're doing, stated bluntly, but he doesn't think we're writing it up in the right way yet. So he put his, I said, well, help me, put some of this down on paper. So he put down his detailed comments on it, some of which hopefully we can go through today. I wanted Dennis here so he could understand it, because I don't understand all of them. So with that, that's what the front page talks about, how we could do it. That says we could insert the words and make it, so the goal is he'd like to make it, as Joe McCarthy would, all one policy in one package. So I think we had kind of general agreement with that at the last meeting that we could do that. So I've got a way that we can do that, and then we can look at Dennis's comments. If you flip to the second page, these are the comments as of last April that we'd gone around by person about what we had done, and we took most all of these into a session, except for Dennis at that point, who had said he wanted a memorandum of record that stated we'd seen the Bi-Mark presentation and we wished to try and evaluate it. That was the April comment. The May comment is attached here, based on my handwriting there. And then the last page, which is double-sided, was Dennis's memo of May 3rd that we didn't get to deal with in July. So let's just scan that one quickly. It's only a quarter page on the back. It's an interesting issue. Dennis points out, not in his memo, that he has no vote on this committee for this policy. However, the policy is submitted, supposedly to be presented by, I've done this in the past, he hadn't, but I welcome him to do it, to be presented to the council by Dennis. So while he doesn't have a vote for this, he gets to stand up and say, this thing is really crap, which I don't think he would do. So I thought we could take his detailed items and go down those point by point real quickly and work through those. That's why I gave you the copy of the policy so you can make reference to it. So with that, moving on, going back to the front page in a minute, I didn't take that, but in the core policy, it has in here right on the first page under scope, it reads, the investment policy applies to all investment activities and financial assets of the City of Villa Park with the following exception. This was in there before, and the exception was investments in the city's defined contribution plan deferred compensation. I assume that was the words from the Anaheim document.
Okay.
So it was already exempting the fact there was another type of strategy. So I added, or suggesting that we add, and investments in the city's non-CalPERS pension and trust fund as detailed in Exhibit C.
Got it.
And then we would take the...
then this goes in as that.
Exactly.
Which means we only have to change this if we wanted to change this at a later date. We don't have to go back and change the major...
That's correct.
Okay.
So we could, the same as we can change Exhibit B and Exhibit A as well. And there's actually an Exhibit D that... it's not called D, that somebody would have to work with, but I think it's the council's. Then that's number two, yes. Then I would say let's consider Dennis's attached comments and look at those, see which ones make sense and not. So I really wanted Dennis here to go through it, but we'll have take this document at face value. And then if we can turn it over to staff to incorporate this, own that, and decide when we present that. I would think we'd like to, what we've done in the past is after you've done that, we'd email that out. And if it comes from you guys, it's okay. We're not violating the Brown Law, if I'm Brown Act.
We can send information out to them, yes.
Yeah, and then we could okay that was done the way we talked about here, and any other things you guys as staff saw that needed to be done. Because when you get into it, you'll say, oh, why are we doing this? Sure. And then we can okay that by coming back to you, perhaps.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So that's a not, and then at that point I would think we're probably in a. This is October, probably at the November board meeting. Anyway, you can work that out.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking candidly we're going to have at least one new council member, so we probably want to spend some time.
I know.
And they won't be certified to take their seat till December, so it might make sense to let that person come on board and educate them.
Right.
I'm just thinking.
Because this hasn't been signed off yet by the council then, right?
Well, the investment policy statement has been, but not the amendment to it for the Section 115.
Okay, but this has been, because this was back in May, right?
The main one.
That was done.
That's what it's like.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that will go, but the new council configuration will be, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, December or January, you'd want to, you know, probably have the opportunity to educate. Bill, you would.
Yeah, I think that you're talking about your comment. We changed the law. Changed it required you to submit an investment policy statement every year.
Okay.
And then that law changed. It wasn't a requirement.
3 years, I think.
So we proposed 3 years.
Okay.
Council cut that back down to 2 years, saying because you'll have changes of councilmen. Every 2 years, you ought to have that done.
Right.
So I groaned because I...
But that was signed off last this 2018?
That was signed off...
That was a...
17.
So that needs to come up in 19 then again. 19.
That's right.
Okay.
That's so that it wasn't done this year. Okay. I want to make sure you knew it wasn't done in April. So in
19... Yeah, so we got to...
And 17 led to the creation... Part of it was led to the creation of this because that was proposed in 17, right?
It actually proposed earlier than that.
No.
The Section 115.
But I mean, the council finally signed off on
the council signed off in 17,
which drove this into 18.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
That actually came from a separate initiative. The 115 came from Bill at
right.
a conference.
But the council actually signed it off, I want to say, in October of last year or close
on the,
to
on the on the concept, yeah, because that came right when I was getting appointed. Okay.
Somewhere around there. At
okay.
And that was, the last one was fairly painful because Lynn had done a great job of reducing a lot of things in it, and then one councilman decided to do committee work in the council and went through great detail while Michelle was still here. Very painful for
got
everyone.
It.
Yeah. So I got off track.
So we're just thinking time frame and time frame, but
you can work that
we'll
out.
We'll work that
work
out. But probably, you know, I think the big key is getting everybody's comments in here.
Okay.
Into this.
On
I think that's
changes that's proposed here
yes.
back into this again.
Yes. But it was an appendix or of sorts.
But if we change this again, now we have to, we're basically starting over. This
yeah.
was already, that's my point, is
right.
this is already signed off. Why
no.
are we going to go back through this to
this
get
one
to
is,
this?
This one is not
the
signed off.
The right. main one is signed off.
Yeah, but this
the
is
main
not the main
one's still in effect. So
the main
if we,
one you're talking
so
about,
what we're calling business. Exhibit C has never been signed off.
That's correct.
Correct.
Right.
Even
the
by
investment
right.
policy statement itself in general, the main construct has been
right.
signed off in that
the,
was
the city.
It'll
yes,
have, it'll
right. the
lose
city. The city's
one
signed off, but the
years, so
okay,
this
one.
But the Section 115
right.
non-CalPERS has not.
No, and so that's why some of the members say, "Well, can we see that?" But we did. We talked. We did get them to pass the fact that they would put 100,000 in per year, and they bought off from the concept. We did that very painfully slow to make sure they all came along in agreement. But we have never presented.
This has not been. So we're
presented.
Still modifying this before it's presented to the council to approve or reject.
Right, and we, the council asked the committee to come up with a sort of policy and come back to them with what the recommend policy, but they approved and, you know, go ahead and make
without,
the investment.
We're operating without
okay.
the policy.
That, well, that was, yeah, that was my concern.
So we made the first, actually the first payment and the second payment
right.
budgeted. Right.
Right.
We made the payment in June.
And that was all above board.
One of our advocates is leaving the council. That's my non-political political concern.
They all approved it. They approved it.
Okay. Every vote except the appointment of you was all 5-0.
Right. I didn't mention that earlier. Yeah, I agree.
And that was not based on you. That was a little friction between the process that went through.
No. Yeah. But I think it was not exactly, I mean, it was a 5-0, but there was a lot of discussion about it. You know, is this, we shouldn't be really be doing this, or should the money go somewhere else? Is that discussion. During the budget, we had the same discussion, you recall, Councilman. Just this June, we had the same discussion.
That was why is it budgeted, or?
Why are we putting it there instead of reserve? And it was the same group that, you know, was concerned. But it is dedicated for that purpose in the budget.
Okay.
So they should be on board when you get a couple of new folks.
There's an education process that's going to have to
integrate. Okay. So we need to get this buttoned up a little, bring the new council people in, if whoever and whatever that is, and then say, here's where we are and here's where we're going. Okay.
So when we know who they are, we've got a little document, a little 3-page document, simple, that describes our basic operating strategy of matching terms of need and investment together, laddering together. To do that, and then the fact that yield is not our number one, it's safety first.
One of the things for the new council, and I'm going to go a little bit off track, but to you, I understand, the debt-free city concept is becoming, people are saying more debt. The only debt that Villa Park has is our pension issue.
Pension. Right. Mm-hmm.
However, John Morlock printed us something up and did a calculation, which we actually had somebody from Cal State Fullerton verify, and they used the wrong number, so our position improves. But anyway, they just picked up a wrong number off the CAFR. Anyway, long story short, our position, when you come in as a new council member, you say, oh, we have this debt or whatever. Well, this is a substantive effort to deal with it,
right.
Right, and that's an education process that we need to go through and say, look, we're not, you know, and what Lake Forest and some of these other cities have done, I don't know that I would necessarily agree with going that way, because being 100% funded is not what you really want to be. 90% is where everyone's on a target. Yeah, so to be completely stricken, you know, I mean, I know it sounds good, but it's also an election here in Lake Forest for 3 council members. So that's sort of why they're doing it. But I mean, that when you come here and you think, let's get rid of the debt, and there's a big, you know, what's the pension issue? There's an education process that the new council members, and it can be kind of overwhelming to
understand. Steve, why wouldn't you just bring this to the council in November then? And you have all the council members.
I just didn't think they would be done.
Well, that's why I think we should try to get it to the council in November.
If you can do it, great.
I'm
saying we can do it today.
Okay.
And then we need to bring Dennis along.
It's your time. I mean, you guys have to give us
a little. And then we turn over to you guys and put it together. I just didn't think we could get it done by October.
The 27th of November.
November, right.
Yeah, no, I think November makes the most sense.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine.
And then if, you know, the issue of being debt-free, all you have to do is take them through the assumption process of how you get to be what funding, 100% funding means. And all those myriad of assumptions get changed as the economy changes. So that's why you want to be at 85 or 90%.
Yeah. I had a long discussion with Wayne Sazell about this after he saw John's latest calculation. And we'd gone from 9th to 12th. And we hadn't done anything different. But it was just a matter of the calculation error. But anyway.
Well, good. That's 2 errors. He also left off one of our council members on his endorsements, too. He said there were 3 people running for city council, which Chad Zimmerman's name was not on there. So I was holding that debate. But the next time John says, Bill, time for you.
Yeah.
Give me some money.
So I will see these comments from you when, or we will see these comments. What do you think?
What's that? No, we're going to. I'd like to do those quickly right now.
Okay.
His first one was policy. The first section, policy, might not be the best title. I just lifted it from the other investment strategy. An injection might be preferable. I don't have a problem with that. Anybody else does?
I agree.
Do you do? No?
Change, yeah.
Yeah.
Change.
So why don't we circle, if we can vote on these in a moment, but I would say my going in position would say, fine, you want to change the title. The covered by the contract between the city and high cap market.
I think if we just did a replace in the whole word document of high mark with something else, like the section 115, it solves so many of the problems.
Cap.
Yeah.
counselor or investment vehicle? Because you might have multiples.
Section 115 trust.
That's it, okay.
Yes.
I think it's
What's the word you would use?
I'm saying go through and replace all the Highmarks with Section 115 trust. Right, and that I bet that'll solve almost all his objections.
Yeah, Section 115 trust provider.
Sure. It should be provider, right? There needs to be a provider.
It's not the trust is an instrument, so it'd be the
trust
provider.
It's a provider. I think that's the.
I think the problem he has is that we did use the Highmark vocabulary and.
But Highmark would go out and be Highmark Capital Management Inc. could be replaced with Section 115 trust provider.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think you should put, just to make this a flexible document, you don't know how long it's going to last, make it provider, S.
Provider.
Yeah. Yes. Because you might go to you're stuck with Highmark on certain things, you can't get out, you want to go to somebody else, you can't just say this isn't right.
Then we'll have to read it to make sure they all needed, but I would just blanket replace.
Then
we'll read it and see.
Should be clearly established for new city contract. High mark, make a difference. The new contract's been made. So we make it that language like that. We don't have to worry about the contract.
I don't think high mark should be mentioned in there at all.
If the references are. Well, we're not. I would say we don't cut. We don't knock this thing out. So we'll leave in the fact. We're governed by a different. Code, state code. That's why those references are in there. So the reference for the policy statement overall doesn't let you invest in equities or beyond 5 years. The state code for Section 115 trust is quite liberal, lets you do what you want, basically. So that's why you have to reference that code in there. So I would leave that section in. Should be incorporated somewhere else. Reference to the resolution. I don't know what that's not a whole sentence, I think. It's covered below. So how about, I would propose we hand vote here. I would put in introduction, and I would change Highmark Capital Management always, wherever it appears, to Section 115, trust providers.
Provider.
Providers.
Well, but what do you say?
Any disagreement on that? Everybody okay with that?
No.
Okay.
Agree.
So, Frank, you got that one down?
Yes.
Okay. Goal, the paragraph which is the introductory paragraph to 1.1 should be called goal. It should be used with the following changes. This investment policy should be changed to the investment plan. The last statement should be the following objectives should be removed. The last sentence starting. Anybody got already looked that one up?
Well, you're going to have to change the whole thing if you go to plan instead of policy, because right up at top you said this is a policy, and now down below you're going to change it as plan. The goal of the policy is the same. It needs to stay the same. I disagree with that one.
So the proposal we'd have would be it can be called goal, and it should stay policy. And what about this B? The last sentence following with the following objectives should be removed. Okay. I'm not big on any removal, because I had prior to
1.1.
dealing with this, and the reasons to be in there. The remainder of Section 1 should be removed in entirety. Why is that? That's why I wanted him here to give me reasons. Section 1.1.
The goal.
Plus, I said that this whole document is called a policy. Mm-hmm. So we can't change it to a plan, or you're going to have to go back and say, well, this is an investment plan, and then it's not a statement. It's because there's no policy.
Right,
so
I was saying.
You know, you can't keep rolling this uphill.
I was saying, goals okay.
Yep.
Plan, policy stays.
The three bullets are consistent in every investment policy I've ever seen written about anything.
Right.
So he appears to be wanting to extricate those three bullets because they are, in fact, policy statements.
Right.
And he's opposed to policy, but doesn't explain why, So is he afraid that we won't make a sincere effort to exceed the benchmark? Is he concerned that, for example, that we're not going to, that we would fail to comply with the laws of the state of California? This is very common language.
Yeah.
Let's understand what he's objecting to.
So So that's why I wanted him here today, so we could get that down. So at this point, since he's not here, we'll go with the, we'll change it to goal, we'll keep policy, we won't remove it, remove those items.
Yeah, I wouldn't remove them.
Same with 1.2?
Right, correct.
We're leaving everything as is.
Yeah.
It's our fundamental responsibility.
Exactly, right? I would disagree with all of that.
Yeah.
You're, like, there's no ties to anything.
Much what it was when I was getting to this level. I thought, well, I have it out. Background actually got a plus.
But he wants it in an appendix.
He likes the history. Yeah.
What's that?
He wants to put it as an appendix.
What?
You know what it says? It should be incorporated into an appendix.
Well, I would say this is the appendix now.
2.1.
Okay. It has become, this is the appendix.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Right. So exhibit, we moved the whole thing.
We don't have an appendix.
The whole thing's been an exhibit and exhibits.
Yeah, we're not going to.
So I think once we do that, there's a specific die mark, okay. Oh, 2.2.
I think we've addressed everything through
2.6
through the bottom comment.
Yeah, I think so, because those are just references to high mark.
That's correct.
Yes, that's right.
So if we unilaterally make that change that you guys wanted to Section 115 trust providers, then we've covered it all.
And 6.0 then, I did not find offensive. That's the, he wants us to call 6.0 duty 6.0. I think he means 6.1 there. Yeah, I think he means 6.1 there. Because the duties of the plan, instead of calling it plan sponsor, he wants to call it City of Villa Park City Council and officials.
That's under 6.1, I think.
Right. We're in agreement, but isn't plan sponsor just another word for the city in this sense?
Right, exactly. Same
so
thing.
How about we put that in parentheses behind it, Ezra?
Where do you want that?
Where it says
responsibility
to the plan sponsor, parent,
parentheses,
City of Villa Park, City Council, and officials.
Oh, so okay.
He appears to have meant both.
But you have on all these others. You have the plan sponsor, the plan trustee, the plan investment manager, which are all consistent. Yet you're changing that part.
He gets and he deals with each one of those on the next page too.
He talks about each one of those.
Yeah.
As well.
And basically, I'm saying if we wanted. A compromise would be that we could use those terms and then parentheses put the specific terms. He's trying to get specific here.
Well, you know, my only problem, once you start listing it, you create more problems.
You can't change.
So if you say the City of Villa Park, you have addressed its entirety.
Correct.
The City Council doesn't exist as a separate entity from the City of Villa Park.
Okay.
It's all part parcel. So I'm thinking you create more problems by specifying.
Okay.
The term of art.
Well, why don't we leave?
So 6.0, 6.1, 6.2, 6.3.
I think you can leave.
We'll leave it the same.
Because that way it can be changed. The city council could come in and say, we want this person or this entity to become the sponsor or the trustee or whatever.
Yeah, it goes to, and I mean, if you go back and you've dealt with this, legislative intent. Once you put something in there,
it's
you
fixed.
Put something specific. You can't undo
that.
The bell is rung.
Right.
So now you can't say, well, we meant everybody.
Yep.
No, you didn't. You didn't list them. You know, and that's your problem. So you've got to leave it generic in the sense if you want to cover that.
So are we all in favor that we'd leave it the same?
Yes.
Okay. 6.1 through 6.3. Exhibit A is, I don't know.
Says some resolution is not attached.
That's the resolution of the...
Council?
Oh, because this is a separate exhibit. This is the resolution that approves
this is
the Section 115 trust.
Yeah, this is authorizing the resolution we adopted by authorization.
So I'm fine if you want to put in the main issue. An exhibit needs to appear to be, should not be used. Exhibit B should not be used.
Anything we can take out is great.
Exhibit B was.
Exhibit B, that's.
Oh, that's the key sponsor information. That's the.
I would agree with them on that.
Okay.
Unless, where's it referenced in here? Anywhere?
At the end.
It's referenced somewhere, but.
Exhibit A is.
Well, Exhibit A is, but where was Exhibit B referenced?
I don't see Exhibit B.
There's on page 12 of the document, last page, up in the upper left-hand corner, it says Exhibit B, key plan sponsor.
Yep, but where was that referenced in the investment policy statement?
If it's not referenced,
we should take it out.
We'll have to take it out.
Take it out anyway.
Because that's for Highmark.
It can be. It's not part of the policy. It's an individual operational detail. So Exhibit B goes out and make sure we...
They probably want it signed separately.
And Exhibit A...
Could you just do a spell check or whatever? Sure. Make sure it doesn't reference it. Because I'm not seeing it. If it's in here, then we got to get it.
I think you're right. It's not in
here.
Search. We'll do a search. I don't think it's in there as well.
Oh, Exhibit B.
In other words, Exhibit B is not mentioned in the investment policy.
Yeah, no, it's just a reference, additional information.
That's a separate document they'd like to have.
If this is going in as Exhibit C,
they got to deal with it.
This has to be attached to the name.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah, we'll reorder.
We'll do the thing,
or you can make them one of an attachment or appendix.
We'll have to reorder.
I don't want to make it more.
We'll reorder the appendix.
Yeah.
Okay, so with that, briefly, are we okay with getting PARS in here in January, Frank? Or need to still do that?
Talk to Highmark and PARS.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, Highmark's the main guy to get in here.
Sure. Right.
And then you're getting quarterly reports okay so far?
Actually getting monthly statements.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
back to your husband for you.
Oh, great.
Look at that.
Yeah. So this.
Frank and I, might get them electronically in, and they're pretty.
Yeah. It was a little bit later in the month, so sometimes we lag on the treasurer's report, and.
So we'll wait for a little more time to take over.
Yeah.
With that, PARS investment timing, Highmark performance scheduling. Oh, and you'll schedule them for the January meeting whenever that
Correct.
Is.
Correct.
Yes. So you might mark down on your on
the January 16th.
January 16th for yours or your calendars.
We're keeping the meeting schedule the same for the 2019.
Yeah. Could you put in the minutes of this meeting the schedule for January? Or okay. For, excuse me, 2019.
The whole year.
Okay. We'll set those. Yeah. I figured them all out. We want us to keep the same. That's sort of the question.
That's the question. Right. No reason to change them, I guess.
Before, how does it work out now? It's the every third month before the city council meeting on that third month.
I have to go back
third Wednesday.
So January.
Whatever it is, we can do
the high
same.
Level math. I'm not used to it.
8 o'clock still okay? Okay, we went through that last time. Okay.
The only issue I have, Bill, is occasionally I have to university travel. Occasionally, I'm sent away on business-related travel, and that's what's kept me out the last two times. And I can't always, with an annualized forward calendar, I can't always predict when I'm going to be available.
Yeah.
So I would say do it, and I'll just do my best.
I think that's the reason we try to have enough people, because it's always going to happen to come up to the European stuff.
By the way, just scan the draft, and the only place where Exhibit B is referred is in Exhibit B. The only place where
good, thank you. That's my thought, but I just didn't want to.
Okay. Yep. Good.
There you were used that quickly, huh?
Exactly.
I'm just used to working for things.
With that, we are adjourned.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Good job.
And thank you, Councilman Bill.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a lot of great.